Welcome to Mandy and Robin's Essential Conversations. We're so excited to have you join us. And this has been so fun. Robin and I have enjoyed creating these and having fun with our conversations. And we have enjoyed your comments and your participation. If you ever have a desire to jump on and have a chat with us, we love you. We'd love for you to come join us. Robin, how are you today?
Great. Just
Good.
came from my doctor's appointment and my blood pressure was 120 over 68, which is awesome.
Yay! So exciting. Those are the best doctor's appointments. The best ones. Today, Robin and I decided that it might be good to talk about overcoming fear of being seen, why your voice matters. I know that Robin and I have had many conversations about this. Robin, do you want to go ahead and start us off on this one?
Sure. So you mentioned about, and Mandy chose this topic, but about overcoming fear of being seen and why your voice matters. And, you know, and as I thought about it, I thought, gee, for me, it's about speaking out, you know, getting past that feeling that nobody wants to hear what I have to say. And so showing up is easier for me, but feeling like people really want to hear what I have to say can sometimes be challenging. And I was speaking with someone who mentioned that she doesn't sing because someone made a comment about her singing several years ago. And I know how that feels. I remember, it's not that someone made a comment about my singing, but I tried out for the part of Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz back in the ninth grade, and I could not get out a single note. And the choir director gave me three chances and then said, we need to move on. And it really took me a lot of courage to begin singing again later on as an adult. And I'm so glad I do, you know,
I know.
Because
Now
it brings me so much joy. But it is hard to, you know, be able to show up. I remember one day when I was going through my divorce and I was running my own yoga center and I was driving to work. And it was less than 5 minutes from my house, but I was crying all the way. And so I was taking deep breaths and, all the way in. And I got there and the first student had arrived and it was one of my yoga teacher training students. And I just broke down crying. And she said, would you like me to teach your class today? And I said, oh, please. And I typically would push through, but I did ask her, yes, please do that. And she was 8 months pregnant at the time. But she taught my class. And the next three students in were my acupuncturist who worked at my center, who was a young, I think she was 26 years old, but wise beyond her years. She came in and two of my other yoga teacher training students. And they all came back to my office with me. They said, I'm going to stay with Robin. It was so touching. And I was crying my eyes out. I mean, just really broken. And one of them said, you're so brave and you're so strong. And I looked at her and said, what? I said, I'm a train wreck. And she said, yeah, but you're here. You're here. You show up no matter what. Most people would be hiding under their beds. They wouldn't be showing up, and you're here. And you continue to show up, no matter how you're feeling. So, you know, there's that getting past, and then when you go, You get the affirmation. You get the, people know what it's like to be broken.
They do. And it's phenomenal when we're able to be real. What people, they see that. They see the realness and they can relate to that because they feel the same.
And something I was working with someone on choosing their goal, and they were trying to choose between a number of different things, and I plugged it into Chat GPT for some assistance, as I love to use Chat GPT.
Me too, it's fabulous.
And it said something like, it doesn't have to be a forever decision. So in the same way, if you show up and people aren't treating you the way that you need, they aren't giving you the hugs, they're, putting you down or, kicking you while you're down in the dirt, you can leave. You still have an option.
You do. You really.
So, you can still show up. And you can let that other stuff roll off your back.
It's so true. Thanks for sharing that, Robin.
You're welcome.
I sit there and I think about the power of our brains. And it's phenomenal. You kind of shared something similar. You had the voice experience. And it's amazing that a lot of times we'll have an experience happen to us in our lives, and we think that because of that defining moment that we can't do something, that it's almost like our brain becomes put into a prison in a way to where we're like, oh, I can't sing, I can't do this, I can't do this because I have this evidence of this one thing.
I love
And
that. I love what you're saying about defining that,
when we're able
we don't have to allow
moment.
that defining moment to define us forever.
No, and let me finish my thought for just a
Yeah.
second. So you have that, and when you have these other experiences that happen to you, if you're able to move past that, it allows that, to come to fruition. You can train your brain differently. And a lot of times we hold ourselves captive with our thoughts. But if we're able to have good mentors and good coaches that are able to help us to see what we can shift, then that allows us to move forward in our lives and be able to use our voice for good.
Right. Yeah, it's always good. Like, why are we doing these conversations? Because it was a struggle to do them on our own. And we realized we could talk with each other. So,
Well, let's do it this way.
So we started doing it this way, and it's been really great. And now I'm able to do my own podcasts. It gave me the courage.
It's exciting, huh?
So sometimes just grabbing that right person to go along with you. We've talked a lot about collaboration as well.
Yes. Yeah, and collaborating with the right people.
Yeah.
Mentioned that before, having people, you don't want to have people in your life that keep you down.
Right.
You got to have people that allow you to grow and succeed, and that you can move a business, that you can have that springboard of like, hey, what are you doing? I'm trying this. Oh, well, I tried this, and you like work together on that, and it's fun. It's
Right,
exciting.
right. I wanted to mention oils today because
Awesome. Yeah,
sometimes
bring it
we
up.
forget, but we always use our oils.
Me
And
too.
so I'm using Balance today. It's grounding for me. It's also helpful for a to support a thyroid issue that I have going on. And the other one I've been using is basil.
Ooh.
Is good for the adrenal glands. And so it's good to put a little bit on your back above your kidneys. That's
Earlier,
good for your energy.
oh yeah, hey, that is good for your energy. Earlier, I put some tea tree oil on my lip because I once in a while have this these cold sores that pop up.
Right.
And it's helping so much to soothe some of that
Yes. Yeah.
discomfort in my face. And my favorite, I love Motivate. It's just a smell that makes me happy.
Keep that right here on my desk. And another one I always keep here is Adaptive.
Oh yeah, yes.
You know what I love about it is that it's a calming blend, and it has soothed neck pain for me. So runs some along the side of my neck. But it also, I noticed when I was first using it that I was very focused. I was getting things done. And then I read that that was one of the properties of it, is that it helps you to be focused.
That amazing. You know,
And
Robin,
someone
along.
asked me, what oil I use as a perfume? And
Oh
my
yeah.
favorite is Blue Lotus.
Ooh, mine is Whisper. I love that. I love that.
Hope is also good, or Jasmine. Neroli. I love neroli.
Yeah. There's some. Yeah. You know, for the longest time, I didn't have a mentor or a coach to teach me how to use my oils. And I just felt like they were important to have in my life. And so I would go and I would look at them and I'm like, what am I supposed to do with these? And I didn't realize that you were supposed to put them with a carrier oil. I didn't have that education. So I put it on my body just straight out of the bottle. And it was too much for my body to handle. So over the years, I've been able to learn how to dilute them properly with coconut oil and the fractionated coconut oil. And my body loves them so much now. And it's fascinating that education piece, having someone there to help guide you in using them properly is a game changer.
And I wanted to point out that lavender is the oil of communication.
Yeah, that's
So
true.
you can put a little lavender on your throat. I don't think I have that at my fingertips here.
To help with using our voices.
Yes. Oh, I do have some here.
You know, it's crazy. When I was little, I had this opportunity. Many times I had solos for different shows. And I remember getting up on stage and I was so sick that I coughed the whole time. And it was so embarrassing that after that, I'm like, I'm not singing. And even as an adult, sometimes I'm like, I'll sing as a group, but I'm like, I'm not singing a solo. And it's fascinating. A part of me is still like pulling out of that to say, hey, you know what? My voice matters and it's important to share it. And I feel like a lot of our audience, you and I, those that are listening, you all have something. We all have something to share with the world, and our voices matter when we use them for good. You know, when we use the words that can help encourage and help other people, like our voices really do matter and they're important.
Right. And sometimes you need someone else to speak along with you, to back you up, or sing with you. I was supposed to do a partial solo, just a small little line in our Easter cantata, and I just wasn't feeling up to it that day. I hadn't slept well the night before, and my voice tends to be kind of froggy in the morning, and I'm a high soprano, believe it or not. And so anyway, we have this gal who joins us for the Easter choir, Ashley, and she has a wonderful voice. And so she offered to sing along with me. And I was so grateful for that. And she sings so well that it makes me step up my game and, really give the best that I can to the performance.
Yeah, that's a big game changer. I know I love listening to one of my friends, Kayla Spurlock, when she sings. And I think about these talented people with their voices. And could you imagine if they decided when they were younger that their voice didn't matter? That would be bad. And Robin, just like you, your voice matters.
And even, how I think of, I think we've discussed recently, not on, I don't think it was on one of these calls, about how someone said something to me, and that was the only thing, I remember them saying that, and it changed things for me. And it wasn't, anything else meaningful about that connection with the person, but that one thing that they said to me, and it changed everything.
Yeah. Some people would remember this. There's different books out there that talk about people that go around and they receive either, a star or a dot and they let them stick. And then there was one person that came along and didn't let any of them stick. And I think that's one of the goals we want to try to get to is comments or things that other people say that we truly know who we are and that those things don't stick. We don't let them stick because we know who we are.
And that we choose the things to stick that help us to thrive rather
Yes.
than the things that drag us down.
Yeah, and with that, Robin, don't you think you and I have talked about our strengths a lot recently?
Yes.
Using those strengths because your strengths are your strengths, and mine are mine, and everybody has strengths that are their own and they're unique, and nobody else will have those
Yeah.
same strengths.
That's
It's better.
yeah, the thing about the strengths assessment is it would be like one in a bazillion people that would have the exact same strengths as you. It just shows how uniquely we are all made, and we're all a part of the puzzle. We all belong. We
We do.
all have a reason for being here. We all have something to offer.
We
It's
do.
something very special, and that's what I love about coaching is, I get to spend my day helping people to feel really good about themselves and to understand other people. And
Yeah.
not just understanding the person you love the most or, get along best with, but to understand those that you don't get along well with.
And sometimes when those people come along, it makes life even better because you see things at a very different view than your own. And it's like, oh, thank you for helping me see that. I like it.
I think sometimes people are a mirror for us that, it's an exaggeration of how we could tend to be. And it's that reminder to kind of stay in our own lane.
Yeah, yes. It's important to stay in.
To stay in our strengths.
Yes. And not to adopt somebody else's strengths,
Right.
because our strengths are our own.
Well, or like, I love this, Eddie Villa always says, if you're using your bottom strengths, which are somebody else's strengths, it's like using a ham sandwich to hammer a nail.
Yeah.
Yeah,
It's
just
fascinating.
learning to stay in your strengths. If you don't know what your strengths are, and you may think you do, if you haven't taken the Clifton Strength Assessment, or even if you've taken it, but you haven't had someone
Talk to you
do
about
a discovery call with you and help you to understand them further and how to apply them, it's not the same. It really makes a huge difference.
It does. It does. I think when we focus in on those strengths, there's a lot of powerful magic thing. Well, I should magic, but it just like it really enforces who you are.
It has empowered me so much over the, I really started delving into it deeper a little over a year ago, and it's been amazing.
Yeah, and I'm so excited for you, Robin, because you have this opportunity coming up. to go learn more.
Right.
So exciting.
Yeah. So I'm
It's
going on a business retreat with Eddie Veer, who is our strengths coach.
He's
Really
amazing.
excited about it.
And the cool thing about it is when he talks or when he shares, he really coaches from his heart.
Yes.
And it just makes you feel so good. Like he cares about soul.
He's such a good example to us, and he's taught me to be a better listener, and just really look for what does my client want and how can I help them.
Yeah.
He's given me so many tools. He's the one who told me about ChatGPT.
We can be
That's been a
grateful.
game changer.
Yeah. Thank you, Eddie Vedia, for teaching
Yeah.
us about GPT. Because we
Right.
definitely use that as a great tool for good.
All righty. So I just want to share a couple more slides with you all here. So if you would like to contact me or Mandy, this is our contact information, and you can use the QR code if you'd like to check into what my services are. And you can set up a free discovery call with either of us. And we have some upcoming events, and this QR code over here will lead you to that page. We have a creative organization for your life and business coming up on May 10th and 17th. And you know what?
Yeah.
Is that correct? And then May 13th, we have our essential wellness gathering that our team does, and we have quite a team of experts for that. I just want to check one thing because we also have an essential oils for your life class coming up.
Yes. And also we can add a few of these dates then on the comments underneath.
Yes.
We can do that. But boy,
Sure.
we appreciate each of you. And if you have some other topics, those of you that come and join and you listen to these podcasts, if you have other topics you're like, oh, this would really be really fun to have you and Robin and Mandy talk about on their podcast, please put that in below the video. And tell us, like, hey, we would love for you to talk about this. We can see what we can do.
So actually on May 17th is an essential oils for your life class.
Okay. Thank you, Robin.
So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you all for joining us.
We sure appreciate you all.
Yeah. And it's been great spending time with you again.
You too. Thanks so much, Robin.
Take care.
See
Have
ya.
a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye.